I spent my formative years living on a small farm in rural Outagamie County, Wisconsin, with my parents and 5 siblings. We didn't farm for a living, but we put that farm to use. We rented out the pasture, boarded horses and ponies, and we raised fruits and vegetables. Any unclaimed chicks from the co-op came home with us, so we raised ducks, geese, chickens, and turkeys, too. We would pick up the occasional calf, lamb, or pig from a farmer and raise it as a pet. In the summer, we would clean seemingly endless numbers of bluegills and freeze them in ice cream pails. We would follow produce trucks heading to the canneries, picking up the carrots, corn, and cabbage that they spilled. When fall came, the fruits were made into sauces and jellies, the crops were canned or sold, and the poultry and livestock, except the ponies, were butchered and put in the freezer to feed us through the winter. In the fall and winter, we would hunt rabbits, grouse, and deer to supplement the meat supply. We were not strictly subsistence living, but we were close. We were what have become known today as locavores. Locavore is a term used to describe someone interested in buying or who does buy, harvest, or collect their food from a local source. Eating locally makes perfect sense. You purchase your food where it is grown, which lowers shipping costs and makes food more affordable. It also supports a local producer, keeping money in the local economy. As a biologist, though, it brings another dimension to my job. What better way to get local food than to collect it by hunting and gathering? Being a locavore is actually pretty common in Northwoods culture. When I moved north, I learned from the locals about collecting various berries, hazelnuts, leeks, mushrooms, and ginger. Hunting and fishing are also a huge part of our local culture. People rate their satisfaction with their seasons based on the fullness of their chest freezers. Interestingly, hunters really focus on deer as their primary meat source gained from hunting. A Northwoods hunter can legally harvest 2 deer with a bow and usually 2 or more deer with a firearm, depending on the licenses and the seasons. The woods are teeming with edible wildlife, however, that are easily overlooked. Starting September 15th, open seasons in the north will include mourning dove, cottontail rabbit, squirrel, ruff grouse, Canada goose, and archery deer. There will be thousands of archery deer hunters in the woods that morning, but I suspect far fewer hunters will be out hunting squirrels and rabbits. Whatever the harvest, hunting provides local healthy foods while boosting the state's economy and natural resource management. I don't know of anyone who lives strictly off harvested meat, but I know several who come pretty close. My older brother figures 3 deer is the minimum amount of venison needed to feed his family of 4 annually. That is supplemented by 4 wild turkeys, the occasional black bear, about a dozen ruff grouse, and an unspecified volume of walleye fillets. In the process, he purchases a conservation patron license, which supports resource management in the state. He buys trail cameras, hunting and fishing supplies, and boat gas, which all carry federal taxes that come back to Wisconsin to fund state natural resource staff and their work. He buys fish and wildlife habitat stamps, which directly fund habitat work. Their antlerless deer license fees go to pay farmers and producers who've lost crops or livestock due to wildlife damage. My brother isn't usually thinking about all of that, though. He's having fun and filling his freezer. Being a locavore has a lot of benefits for you, your neighbors, and the fish and wildlife habitat. Wild game is rich in nutrients, low in fat and cholesterol. There are no hormones, chemicals, or antibiotics administered to wild animals. Collecting fruits, edible plants, and harvesting fish and game is not only a healthy, sustainable, organic way to get your necessary vitamins, minerals, and proteins, but it also lets you get back to your hunter-gatherer roots by playing a role in bringing food to your family's table. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist, bringing you Wildlife Matters from the heart of Wisconsin's Great Northwoods.